Today, we wrap up our sweet treat series with a delicious holiday recipe for, get ready for this, bourbon pecan pie. The recipe is part of the soon-to-be-published statewide cookbook. Charles Silver, the co-chairman of the Museum of History Cookbook Committee, tells us how to prepare this delectable dessert.
The big thing is to get the liquids and the solids in the right proportion, and that determines the final consistency of the pie. Some people like their pies real soft and smooth, and some people like them a little firmer.
If you want to stick with the authentic Jim's bourbon pecan pie, I see a note here that the ideal consistency of the pie should be like a chess pie.
Yes, yes. And that's a little firmer than something like a pumpkin pie or something of that sort. But I think that's a really good consistency for this pie, and it should turn out really, really well.
So the first step in putting this pie together, what do you do first?
Well, the big thing first is to get the liquids warm. So you would want to put your butter and brown sugar and Cairo syrup in a pan and melt them, not boil them, but get them warm and soft. Make sure the butter is not browned and the sugar is dissolved. Then you add your eggs, and you want to be careful adding the eggs, because if it's really, really hot, the eggs will scramble. And so
you want
to keep it cool so that the eggs don't scramble. Then adding the other liquids, vanilla and the bourbon, and getting that nice and smooth, and then putting in the chopped pecans. We always have a big fight. In my family, they're pecans, and in my wife's family, they're pecans.
That debate definitely starts to heat up around the holiday time when you have family visiting, too,
right? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's always a big debate. But then the pecans go in, and then all of that goes into the deep dish pie shell. And then you bake it for about 55 minutes or until it's firm. And that's, you know, you want to check it once you get about 45 minutes. You want to check it and be sure that you're getting the consistency that you want.
Problem I've run into before in the past is that the top of the pie, it looks like it's finished, but the inside is not quite there. How do you know for sure that it's cooked all the way through and it's going to turn out good?
Well, my grandmother would have used a broom straw and inserted it in the center of the pie and pulled it out. And if there was anything stuck to the broom straw, it wasn't done yet. But most people don't want to go pull a straw out of a broom anymore. But you can use a toothpick. And if there's anything, any residue on the toothpick, then you should cook it just a little bit longer.
I understand that this pie recipe has a secret ingredient, right?
Yes, the bourbon. Yep, and some people claim that they don't put bourbon in it, but they actually do. Some people don't put any bourbon in it at all, and it comes out very much like a regular chess pie. But the bourbon actually cooks off as you warm it off. The alcohol cooks off, and the flavor is in there. And it's a real important ingredient, because it does change the flavor of the pie significantly. So you want to be sure and have a good, flavorful bourbon that you put in there so that it does change the flavor of the pie and make it really, really rich and flavorful.
As you were sifting through all of the different entries for the statewide cookbook, I know that you were especially looking for those recipes that kind of had a story to go along with it. So mm-hmm. What's the story and the history behind Jim's bourbon pecan pie?
Well, Jim's, pretty sure it's his grandmother, had this recipe, and she passed it down in her family, but Mama Dip at her restaurant over in Chapel Hill has a very, very similar recipe for deep dish bourbon pie. It just shows that they come from very similar places or backgrounds, and this one happened to be a really, really good recipe and easy to make and had the history that it came down from Jim's grandmother. So
now, on a scale of 1 to 5, 1 being easy and 5 being difficult, how would you rate this recipe?
I'd say it's about a 2. The only difficulty is making sure that you don't boil the liquids when you put them in, and you don't get them too hot, and then you want to be careful putting the beaten eggs in it so that they don't scramble. other than that, it's really, really simple.
Thank you so much for speaking with me today, and have a happy holidays.
Thanks. You do the same, Jared, and I appreciate this.
You can get this recipe for Jim's Bourbon Pecan Pie, as well as the other recipes part of the Sweet Treat series, including Pull Mints and Yule Log, at publicradioeast.org.